artist or passionate audience member knows, the show must go on. But how in this time of COVID? The theater department at Northampton Community College is offering some very creative answers to that question as they announce their exciting new 2020-21 season. Bill Mutimer, head of the NCC Theater Department, is my guest tonight, and we're going to share that exciting new season as well as explore NCC's innovative and tech-savvy approach to making sure the show does, indeed, go on in what will be a very different year for the live arts. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you with us. I'm very excited about the season, but I think I'm most excited that there is a season.
Me too. I was really hoping that we would be able to, and we have found a way that we feel is safe for all the performers, the students, and the audience, and ourselves as well.
Was there ever any, you had to be concerned as the summer went by. I know everyone has been working in the arts at all levels. Did it ever occur to you there might not be? I know the summer season was put on hold.
Right. We put it on till next season.
Right. Was there ever a thought that there might not be a season this year? You have students that are there to do this.
Exactly. And that was one of the concerns that I had in talking to administration and my dean that, we're going to have a lot of gap year or gap semesters of students because they want to perform. And if they can't perform, being on Zoom is not the answer for them. And so I said, we really need to look at this. And so I started looking out and then joining communities in the virtual world of directors from other universities and colleges, theater programs, professional arts administrations and directors looking at how can we move forward and what can we do to ensure everybody's safety, but to continue the arts during this time when we really need the arts.
And I think your first production is auditioning right now. Is that correct?
Exactly. Auditions end tonight at 11:59, and it is all virtual. So we put up the information. I picked 6 monologues, 3 for males and 3 for females, that they can choose. You videotape yourself and send the video audition into me, my email, and then we'll be casting off of the video auditions.
And the auditions are open to community performers as well as students, with students getting first dibs, so to speak.
Correct. Yes. So students will always have the first option. But if we don't have a student that fills what the character is in need of, then we will go out into the community. And, we have shown that time and time again that there are types that need to. And it's also good to be able to have our students work with people who have done a little bit more theater maybe,
right,
in the Valley, or other people, just to get that idea of not just the student perspective, but other actors' perspectives.
So I want to audition for the show. The first production this season is Junk, The Golden Age of Debt, which we'll be talking about. I videotape myself. I pick a monologue. I do the videotape. I send it in to you as the director. If I get cast, how is my rehearsal process going to be different than it might have been a year ago?
Very good question. In fact, I've been getting that one a lot lately. NCC has put together a very stringent and rigid, which I think is great, COVID policy. So we will be following the exact same policy. So everybody's temperature will be taken every night before the rehearsals. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Once you're cast, we are going to have next week a virtual read-through. So all of our table work, where we actually work on characters, rather than sitting in a room with all of us being together, we're going to be on Zoom. So they'll Zoom all of those interactions so that we're not just sitting, breathing, in an enclosed space, but allowed to have the distance and still be able to make the connections. Then once the show starts to block, we'll move on ground, and that's where temperatures will be taken. The questions that are asked by everybody anywhere you go these days, like the doctors and all of that, will be the same questions that NCC asks. Those will all be answered. If someone is feeling sick, they should definitely stay home. We are going to bring it in. The show is written so that scenes are done with small groups, so we can keep the small groups. But unlike in the past, where people may have sat around and watched rehearsal, we would have called bigger groups so that we can move through a lot more. It'll be very well tailored. So you come in, you do your stuff, you go home. And so you're in the space only for when you're needed. Of course, masks will be worn the whole time. ASMs and stage managers will have gloves on so that all of the props and the furniture can be wiped down as we move from scene to scene. And that's just the new normal for us right now, that all precautions will be taken. We will stay in the theater area. It's in the Lipkin. Nothing will be done this fall in the small space, so that there's plenty of room on stage, along with the backstage area having plenty of room that everybody can stay six feet apart. All staging will be 6 feet as well. Ah. So I've created this whole concept, since we all know that everybody's in masks, that our actors are going to have masks that portray their characters, whether it be their name, whether it matches as an accessory or matches their costume in some way. So every scene will start with them in the masks. The masks will come off. They'll do the scene. As the scene is ending or they're exiting, we will see them putting the masks on and going. So that the only time they will be without a mask is on stage, far apart on the stage, in the staging, and there's no audience. So we're live streaming. So we are doing our best and everything within the limits that are there. And we're hoping lots of hand sanitizer stations all around the theater. We're really hoping that, you know, we're being as safe as we can.
That's fascinating. And the performance itself will be live streamed.
This will be live streamed, yes. There will be no live audience.
And people will go to the theater website to purchase tickets, as if you were going to a show, and you'll receive a link, I would imagine.
Yeah, a link, right? And there'll be an online virtual program as well. That'll pop up, you know, a half hour before the show. Then the show will happen, and the link will obviously cancel out. The great thing is, you know, it's you can only sell the amount of seats that you state. Mm-hmm. That's part of the agreement. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to be able to offer this to the Valley. In fact, a shameless plug, the Hampton Winds, our restaurant on campus with our culinary program, is going to be providing a dine and go. So there'll actually be two numbers. You'll call them. You can order off their menu for the show. They tailor it for the show. You can pick up your food, go home, turn on your TV, eat dinner created by the students of NCC, and watch the students and people of the Valley creating art right there all at one time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And are you thinking, I'm sure we're all hopeful to come the next production, that we may revert to our normal lives, but you've created a model that can be used as long as it's needed, essentially. Correct?
Exactly. And our next show, Citizen, is going to be done in the big theater anyways, because we're doing a mass grouping. It's actually a school project, not a project, but I've reached out to our diversity officer, Gina Turner. We've reached out to the Black Student Union and the Hispanic Caucus about really making this project about what it is about, which is talking about race and relations and inadequacies, and putting it out there for a conversation and starting the conversation. And so we're really excited about this. I read the book and I was just taken away.
I was going to say, for the listener, we've gotten maybe ahead of ourselves talking about how we're going to produce. Just to back up, the new NCC season is three plays and a musical. The first show, the one we've just been talking about with the unique rehearsal process, is Junk, the Golden Age of Debt by Ayad Akhtar, a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, a wonderful playwright. It's I was going to say the whole season is really exciting. It feels very topical, very smart, very high energy, very American, this American moment.
It is. And the other thing that, you know, I love the, you know, the Golden Age line, but my favorite line is one that he says, Milken says in the play, you know, in debt we trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a look at Wall Street, a look at the idea.
The junk bond crisis of the 1980s, like 1985.
And kind of a look at how we relate as Americans to money and our lifestyle.
Our lifestyles. Also, you know, we deal with the glass ceiling in there and, you know, race relations and all of the things that are still with us today. Mm-hmm. 1985 had with this crisis, and we're seeing those questions come up and how they were answered back then.
Right. I'm doing a little research online, fascinating piece, again, based in some ways on the 1980s figures like Michael Milken, right, et cetera. But big cast.
17.
Yeah, I thought so. Mixed, really diverse,
yes.
Really interesting looking. This opens November 4th, runs November 4th through November 8th online, streaming online.
Correct.
Bill, you're directing?
Yes.
And this will be exciting. We'll have the custom design mask being featured. And we go from then Junk, the Golden Age of Debt, which powerful, exciting piece, to what you were just discussing, Citizen, an American Lyric, based on the award-winning book of poetry and prose by Claudia Rankine. It was a huge hit. 2015 it was published.
Yes.
Very important book. I hadn't realized it had been adapted for the stage.
I happened to pleasantly run across it from a friend of mine who said, you should really look at this because, you know, you have the student population to do the show, and it's something that we think you would be interested in. And I was like, I really love this book, and I didn't know there was one, exactly as you said. So I was really happy to get the script and to see how it's depicted, because it's not depicted as character names. It's person one. Okay. So it's all done as in person.
And it's another largish cast, very diverse, which was interesting.
Yes. And actually, it's written for six, but you can do as many as you want, because it being people, it's vignettes of incidents or encounters. Encounter, I like that word better, along the way by just individuals. It's just supposed to be citizens.
We'll be going to a break in a moment, but I just want to ask, and so this is something you're already working on, really doing a lot of outreach into the community and the college. And
through the college so far, and then it will move out into the community to let them know that we have it. We're getting our group firm, and so then it will reach out so that we want to open the conversations and we want to have talkbacks and all of that's the whole point, is to get people talking.
And the piece, again, not unlike Junk, seems very prophetic for our moment. I mean, it was a couple years back, but there's a whole elements, threads, and themes of dealing with police violence, young black men's deaths at the hands of microaggression, the little moments in day-to-day life that maybe we aren't all as aware of as we should be.
Exactly.
And being a citizen of America.
That's it, just being a citizen.
I'm fortunate enough today to be talking with Bill Mutimer, head of the Northampton Community College Theater Department. I'm Kate Scuffle, and you're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1. We'll be back in just a moment after this quick break to talk a little bit more about NCC's upcoming new season and a new way of approaching that season.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1. I'm Kate Scuffle, your host tonight, and I'm talking with Bill Mutimer, head of the Northampton Community College Theater Department, about the newly announced 2021 season and doing theater in the age of COVID. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks for having me back.
We were just talking about the second show in the season, Citizen, an American Lyric, a searing poetic riff on race in America, fusing prose, poetry, movement, music, and visual images. So this will be done in the larger space again.
Exactly.
And we'll be working with, again, movement, music. It's a real kind of choreo.
Also, we will be having, you know, the whole play is written in all different styles, so we're not just stuck with one, the play format, but all different types of style. And then along with that, there's media, there's video, there's all different types. So it's a real cacophony of art being created around this and creating this beautiful piece that is colorful and bright and loud.
That runs, if I check my notes, in February.
Correct.
Right? And you are directing that?
Yes.
Next up was something that I'm really fascinated by. I knew about this, but I had not read as much about it. It's fascinating. Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo, which is really an old play and a new play made into one play. Can you explain it to us?
Yes, and I actually did not know it. Claire Freeman, who's actually going to be directing it mm-hmm. for us, brought it to my attention. I mean, I knew the Zoo Story. Kate, you saw Zoo Story everywhere back in the day. Now you don't really see it, and my students don't know that story. Mm. But Edward Albee had written a first act to it, which is at home, which is why he goes to the park or to the zoo to have the encounter. So you see what leads him, as opposed to it being just this unknown presence. It is now, there's a reasoning behind what happens, and he goes to the zoo and the incident occurs. So it's very exciting to kind of see that and be able to offer it to a new group of theatergoers who may not have heard of the story.
I think it's interesting that for our listeners that may not, I hope you know the Zoo Story, but kind of every day a New Yorker goes to the park, to the zoo, and encounters a bit of a wild man who kind of throws him for a loop. The prequel, so to speak, of this new first act is the marriage.
Correct.
Him at home. And I think there's a sense of the marital, the couple talking about whether their life has become settled or not, and what is wildness and what is dangerous and what isn't. And I thought it was interesting. There's a great quote from one of the New York Times reviewers, and I can't recall who at the moment, who says, it's interesting to see him go back as an older playwright and revisit marriage and the idea. Like he said, you can tell it's a more mature view, and the Zoo Story itself is kind of this really high-energy, youthful playwright's piece.
Exactly, with a lot to say about, the toxicness that can happen when you're in a bad headspace.
It's interesting. And that'll be directed by Claire Freeman, and that's running in February, am I right? No, March.
March. And March. We're hoping to put it in the smaller theater if it's permitted, if we're still in where we are today, it'll happen in the big theater as well.
Okay. And finally, we wrap up with Head Over Heels, the musical featuring songs by the Go-Go's. I am so excited about this.
I saw it with a friend of mine in New York a few years ago, and we just had the best time remembering all of the music of the Go-Go's. But the story is so wonderful in that it really deals with everybody. It is about inclusion to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. Everybody is represented. We turn morals and ideals that we may think of on its ear a little bit, and we look at things a little bit different about a land. Basically, it takes place in medieval-y kind of times that time frame era.
Yeah.
And we see a witch has cast a spell on the town that she's going to take away the beat. In other words, we've got the beat, they have the beat, but she feels that they are losing it. And that is the heartbeat. And that the heartbeat is going, and without the heartbeat, they don't deserve to have the beat. And so they go on this quest to show that they do have the beat. And we see different types of relationships come and go. People dressing up in gender switching. Just all kinds of fun, wonderful exuberance, looking for that heart. Looking for the heart. Where's the heart today? Mm. Where's it gone? And finding the heart. And then, at the end, we get the beat back.
Again, another kind of high energy.
Very high energy.
But exciting, useful, just really fascinating way to offer a musical to students. I think for theater students particularly, it's a really exciting offering, as well as for us.
Exactly. And it's something new, which our students always like to do. There's not a lot out there, so they can't run to YouTube and check out what all the other people are doing, which is great because we can have them creating their own interpretations of this. And so we get to see that ability to just, there is no limit. Let's explore what is love and where have we lost it as a society, and are we going to get it back, or can we get it back? And which is kind of what our whole season's about. Where is our moral compass, our heart, our beliefs? Where are they, and can we get back to America?
Interesting. I don't know that the average audience member always, thinks about you sitting, reading plays a year ahead of your season, trying to put together something that the pieces speak to each other, that there's a kind of connective tissue. So could you tell us a little bit about picking this season? It's fascinating.
It was interesting. Originally, it was a show season, because that's what our school year is, okay. And we were going to do Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Okay. Right.
And so that was very exciting for us. And then with that not being available, well, it's not that it's not available. We didn't feel we could do two shows. We wanted to test out the waters with one. We don't know what the future holds. We're hoping everything is going to be, but our thought is it's a cast that's big in that it's 17, but with a 5 to 6 person crew, we are still under the 25 limit to be in a space. And that's all who will be in the space with us to do this. So it's really going to be put, you know, hey, let's put on a show. Here we go. And flying with that, which I think is exciting because, you know, we're all getting back to the root of what we're, why we do this. It's to perform and to create art. Let's create some.
I think it's exciting that the first piece, The Junk, will be created in real space with actors really rehearsing and live streaming something they feel they have ownership of, and it's polished instead of trying to do. It's very difficult, I think, for actors used to live theater to the Zoom. We're lucky the technology's there, but again, it's not the same as live theater, and it's not quite TV or film. And things I've seen that seem to work best are modeled on what you guys are doing, which is creating the piece and then just offering it to us as if it were being streamed, but creating it together in real life.
Exactly. My biggest challenge is going, I feel, other than the COVID and the health, you know, is that getting students and actors who are so wanting that response from the audience. I want to hear the laugh. I want to hear the gasp. I want to hear them rooting or, you know, for the positive or the negative, you know, but just really seeing it, not being able to get that. That's all happening at home. So we have to create a story that's strong and really focus on tell the story. Don't worry about that. Tell the story and let everybody else get what they get from it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. If they can do that, they can do it. I mean, working in front of an audience again will be easy after that.
Exactly.
That's, and have the students expressed, I would think, maybe I'm aging myself here, but they're probably a little more comfortable with the technology involved and the idea of sharing this on a screen. I mean, are they excited? Or are they nervous? Or are they...
A little bit of both. I mean, I have answered the question, how are we going to be, you know, safe in rehearsals? How can you? And, you know, my answer is we are doing everything that we can, that we all know to do other than not doing it. And that, you know, we are over and above seeing that you will be safe. Anytime you don't feel safe, we will immediately address that. If that means stopping and ending rehearsal, whatever we need to do so that everybody feels completely safe through the whole process. But the option is to continue with nothing. And they're very excited about getting to work. In fact, I was lucky because I have a hybrid acting 2 class today. So today was our day to meet. Wednesday, they will work on their own and come back with work to show in class on Monday. But it was nice to be in a theater. I have 9 students. I'm really excited about the group. We had a great improv day with just getting back into being on stage after, you know, 6 months of not doing anything.
Yeah.
So they're very excited to get back into the process and to work safely. And so, you know, the class started out, everybody was sitting at far ends of the theater, which is the way it's set up. Anyways, we're all blocked off, but, you know, looking around. But as we started to get into it, they're very good at keeping their 6-foot distance. And this show will be staged with a 6-foot distance. There is actually a scene with the husband and wife in a bedroom, and we're going to, you know, have them moving towards or moving away. So they're never going to actually come. So, you know, where the big kisses happen in the play, that will never happen, obviously, in this time. But we will have the motion as we are going to start something from across the room, kind of like when they wrote, you know, Some Enchanted Evening across a crowded room.
Yes.
We're going to use that method here.
And if our audience would like to find out more, how would they do that?
Please visit our website, which is www.nctix.org. That has all of our information about tickets going on sale October 1st, as well as, you know, anything that's happening with NCC Theater Program and NCC Summer Theater.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. I have one last thought. We talk about essential workers, and of course the students are there to learn theater, to do theater, so it's essential for them to make theater. Why is it essential for us in the community to have these four plays this year, which I think it absolutely is, but why do you think?
I think it's very important. I think that, you know, as we see other colleges starting to put out live streaming work as well, I think that it's really important for our students to, A, have that experience, but our I walk down the street and I hear from people, oh, I miss the summer theater. I really wish, you know, hopefully it'll be back. And I think that people really want that experience. So we can begin to start to give it back and, you know, test the waters. The only way you know is to test it.
Bill, I just want to congratulate you and Northampton Community College for your courage, your commitment, and for a fabulous season that we're all really looking forward to. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. This has been Kate Scuffle, your host tonight on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon with my guest Bill Mutimer, head of the Northampton Community Theater Department. And we've been talking about the exciting new season and theater in the time of COVID. Thank you again.